Obie and Ashley, and don't forget, you can catch up with the show on the K92.3 app. Using that podcast, you'll be able to hear us talk about today. What did you have to give up because you had kids?
I mean, I'm not the type of person. I was supposed to be the drunk aunt, personally, but...
Hear the rest of the responses on the Obie and Ashley podcast. And tomorrow morning, we have a fresh second date update that has us asking, how often do you wash your mask?
Yeah, that thing on your face right now.
That's all in the morning with Obie and Ashley on K92.3.
Yeah, for right now, let's get into today's podcast. All right, so here we are on National Technology Day.
Oh, boy.
So we were inspired to send some love out to anybody out there who works tech support.
Seriously.
You know what? Hold on. I'm going to be the first one to just kind of admit this, okay? And I feel so bad, so I'm going to admit it, okay? Whenever I'm frustrated at my computer or my phone, whatever it is, and I get on tech support and they send me to another country and it's somebody with another accent, I'm like, oh.
I know.
Oh, no. No, please. But just thank you. Thank you so much for what you do. There's a lot of times where tech support, you know, you have different layers of tech support where you have somebody who's just reading prompts from a screen,
yeah,
trying to help you solve something. And then you have real tech support that they're like, they're the gurus, you know. Sometimes they even talk to you a certain way where they're like, okay, did you start here first?
Did you restart it? Like, we're idiots, which a lot of times we are. But even in our own department here, like in our own building, we have a guy named Ben who deals with all of our emails. Can you imagine all of our emails coming in with different things that come up for something silly? Like, my Microsoft Word isn't starting correctly.
And listen, all of us with different egos, different personalities,
right?
Different things that we think are our priority. Like, oh, I can't open my email. This takes precedence over anything you're doing right now.
Hey, and I will say, throwing this real quick on the other end of the spectrum, all the people out there with the schools that have been virtual because that technology and them having to keep their teachers up to date on all that new technology, it's a lot.
And think about how frustrated you get. Like, the second something's not working, you're like, oh my gosh, this isn't working. You get so frustrated and upset. So how many people do they see a day that come to them so mad and angry?
And they get the wrath.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right, so we support you. We love you. Thank you on National Technology Day. Even to those of you who are forward thinking of the new technologies. From Obie, Ashley, and the entire K Nation here, the national anthem out to you. Luke Combs on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so it's 44 outside, and we have a question that we want to throw your way, and this is going to get into Ashley's little conversation here about letting strangers into your house. Okay, so give us some categories. That could be the cable dude, but you know what? You kind of know that the cable dude's coming.
Yep, you're expecting that. Or it could be, you know, if you're wanting to hire somebody like a nanny or a babysitter, and you don't know them too well yet, and you gotta like screen them, or cleaning services. For example, yesterday, this is why this came up, and this is getting real personal. I was livid at my husband yesterday because I got home from work. It was like mid-afternoon. Had gone to a workout class, actually came home. Of course, when you come home, you like want to shower, right? Because you're like sweaty.
Sure.
And I was going to get back to work. I was going to pull my laptop out, sit down on the counter, start getting back to work on other stuff. When I get there's a doorbell ring. And I'm like, who the heck is this? And we have a Nest, so we can always see who's there. And I don't answer the door for anyone. We've talked about this on the show before. I don't answer if I don't know you. I'm just too skeptical of people. And I literally...
It's probably a good thing. It's probably because me, on the other hand, I answer the door to everybody. I'm like, hello!
Well, at least you're in a gated community, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't trust people. Anyways, so it turned out, long story short, it turned out being the person who had cleaned our house once last month, and it was just for the purpose of a very deep cleaning, like the baseboards, the shelves type thing.
Okay, nice.
So Matt didn't realize that he had agreed. I'm like, oh, next time she was in the area, she would come by and do our house. And here we have all of our Christmas crap everywhere. Nothing's put away. And my husband does have his concealed weapons permit. There's a gun on the counter. I'm like, there's my, you know, there's papers all over the place, like with banking information. You know, it's just like bill type personal stuff.
Yeah,
stuff
sure,
that
sure.
You would put away if somebody was coming over, right?
Which I think is hilarious that a lot of women do the pre-clean before the cleaning.
Because there is crap everywhere sometimes. We had just gotten back from that trip, right? Anyways, so I call him and I'm texting him. And unfortunately, he wasn't home. And he normally works from home. He was in meetings. And I was like, who's at our door? Because I know he could see it. Every time someone rings the doorbell, he sees it on the Nest on the phone. And I don't hear from him. I'm like, what the heck? This is weird. So, turns out, yeah, he calls me. He's like, they're there to clean the house. I'm sorry. And so, anyways, I just felt really uncomfortable. I didn't know who she was. She had a gentleman with her. I didn't know either one of them. So, I was just put in a really weird position. I didn't want to be rude to them because he forgot, you know? So, it was one of those testing, not even, it wasn't a big deal. I was not happy.
So, here's what I love. I wrote this down because, like, they ring the doorbell. And they're waiting, right? Ashley takes the time to text the man.
Oh,
wait
yeah.
for her man to text her back.
Absolutely.
Wait for a phone call. These poor people are sitting at the front door like, coming or not?
Well, and then, you know, on those nests, like, you can hear if they talk.
Yeah.
So I was like, the one she said, oh, well. So that's all I heard. I'm like, oh, well, so who the heck is this ringing the doorbell with two cars, by the way, two people I've never seen. So anyway.
And two cars does look weird. Okay. So a couple red flags, especially if you're already a skeptical type.
Oh, but that's when I text my girlfriends after that. I'm like, I have serious trust issues. I'm like, who the heck is this? And then I was not happy about them coming in the house because all the stuff. I mean, luckily I did put some of that stuff away. But even one of my girlfriends said, that's funny. She's like, I'm the same way. She said that her sister-in-law has been trying to get like a nanny in that could teach bilingual to the kids and be Spanish and English. And she said she's even uncomfortable with letting anyone into their home.
Yeah. You know, that's interesting. So let's flip this to you. How do you handle these type of scenarios? You know, do you like strangers coming into your home? Do you do the whole screening process like Ashley would like? You know, you
can do that. Background check. Yeah. Before they enter the door, she could be like, I'm going to background check you really quickly. Yeah. Okay.
I need to take a COVID swab too while we're at it, all the way in the back of your brain.
And they did have masks on, which whatever.
Oh my God. Leave it. K92.3 app, that open mic. How are you?
I think I got
that guy's name is Nico Moon, and this is K92.3. It is 44 outside. Going to be another chilly day. I believe the next couple days are going to be nice. Ashley and I, I haven't given an update yet on the baby, just as far as some of the things that I've had to give up.
Yeah, so before the holiday, because we talked about, like, it's been all great, but some of these things that might start unraveling again that you realize having a newborn that comes with it.
Yeah, and mind you, okay, so everything that I'm about to talk about is a hill of beans. I mean, this is all small time, but nevertheless, I just kind of wanted to give everybody an update because I know that there's guys out there that feel the same way that I do. Maybe a lady out there who had to give up something that she really wanted to chase.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden you had kids. So for us, in the month of December, we kind of gave up on the adoption because the adoption agencies were telling us, all right, DS family, in the month of December, there are a lot of moms who decide to stay with their babies. This is just it's a warm month
right.
where people just decide. So, you know, and thank God that people decide to stay with their kids.
Yeah.
So we went ahead and we traded out my sedan. I was driving a sedan for all of COVID, and I'm not a sedan guy. I'm a truck guy.
Yeah, I remember you didn't even like it, but you're like, yeah, if we're going to do this, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, and so now I've got this brand new truck. I absolutely love it. But now that we're a family of six, all six people can't fit in my truck.
So you haven't been driving it?
So yeah, so yesterday the baby had an appointment. For those of you who know about this, fantastic. I didn't know about this, but there really is a thing called tongue-tied.
Yes.
Where your tongue kind of gets, it doesn't stretch out.
Right.
And so the baby had to get a surgery to help that whole scenario out.
That's normally pretty easy, right?
Like, I think it's easy, well, for the dentist or whoever it is who does that surgery.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, he got that done yesterday. So as a family, what happens? My truck sits in the driveway for most of the week, most of the events that we do, because we all travel now as a family of six.
Yeah, and it's not like you want to take separate cars.
No, I do. I do.
That's hilarious.
I was telling Chloe when we got in here, I was like, man, you know, like I look forward to coming to work because I get to drive my truck, you know?
True.
Even at the house, I'm like, and anybody need coffee? Anybody want coffee?
I'm
going to go get coffee. And Erica's like, no, we have a coffee maker. I'm like,
when you go somewhere together, I'm saying you want to be able to go in the same vehicle, right?
Right. So we go in her vehicle because she's got the mom vehicle,
yeah.
You know, that can fit the six people plus. I can only imagine people who have five kids, mm-hmm. six kids, and you have to drive a bus, basically.
I know. Chloe was asking me that yesterday about Matt's sister who had seven kids, but they were all such different ages, and a lot of those Sprinter, you guys can get a Sprinter van.
I refuse. My truck. I'm so happy with it. So if you need anything, I'm going to be making trips, you know, to and fro.
If you need a grocery run, if you're moving,
OB Uber.
If you're moving for hire.
K92.3.
92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
So it was earlier this week when obviously it was our first week back to work and a lot had happened over the holiday break. One of those things was Florida Georgia Line addressing that they'd be working on some other projects with other people other than just themselves. And I think that they were prefacing that to prepare the fans for the news that Tyler had a song coming out with Tim McGraw. Now, it's coming out 1 week from today. It's called Undivided. And here's a little sneak peek for you.
Look around and love somebody. We've been hate for long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love. Undivided.
Wow. Yeah.
I like their voices together. I have to remind myself that Tim McGraw also has that high voice, too, just like Tyler does.
It's pretty cool. So, there's going to be lots of these projects. We are going to have the world premiere of that next Wednesday, the 13th. Tim McGraw, Tyler from FGL. The song's called Undivided. Now, in other news, there was a lot of these stars that we got to catch up with before the holidays and how their years went. But pretty cool to hear that Luke Combs was one of those artists that was able to keep his crew on payroll last year.
Just wanted to tell you guys a little something and show their gratitude for you guys and say thank you to you guys, the fans, for giving myself and them the opportunity to survive and provide for their families this year. So I love you guys. I miss you guys. Can't wait to be back on the road. All of these guys can't wait to be back on the road. We'll see you really soon. Love y'all.
And that's 21 members of Luke Combs' crew he was able to keep on. I mean, that is insane. That just goes to show you what kind of year he had last year to be able to keep them all paid.
Well, he's also sponsored right now by Columbia. He's got the Crocs deal. so I would assume that one of those sponsorships would be enough for him to be like, you know what, man, if I could be generous, I'm going to take care of my crew.
Good for him. And I wanted to throw this in here, obviously, because I think we all know who Dr. Dre is, whether you're any sort of music fan. But he's doing great, he posted, after being hospitalized in L.A. with an apparent brain aneurysm. So that's, it's a very scary thing. A lot of times the outcome is not that way. For a lot of people, when it comes to these brain aneurysms, a lot of times you don't even know they're there. But he posted, thanks to my family, friends, and fans for their interest and well wishes. I'm doing great and getting excellent care from my medical team. So
funny, Dr. Dre, that, started off as a rapper, producer, but my kids only know him for Beats.
Right?
The headphones, yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, he makes headphones, right? That is literally all they know. But glad to hear he is going to be okay. And you can see all these stories at K92.3Orlando.com.
It's time. The O-Town Showdown.
Hey, good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Morning.
All right. Okay, so we're to understand we've got Victoria representing Clermont.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, Alyssa over in Melbourne.
Good morning.
Hey,
wow.
Hi.
Okay, so first of all, personally, love both those towns. Melbourne, so beautiful. And then, of course, all the growth going on in Clermont. So good to be talking to you, ladies. Why don't you neighbors say good morning to each other.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right. So here's the way the game is played. My beautiful co-host here, Ashley.
Hey.
She's got three questions. The questions are not that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you win the showdown. So Victoria in Clermont, what's going to be your sound today when you think you're right?
Coffee.
One of my favorite beverages. Alyssa in Melbourne, what's going to be yours?
K92.
Oh.
All right, love that. All right, you ladies, let's get going with the O-Town
Showdown. Question number one. It was just announced this popular grocer is going to have the COVID vaccine.
Coffee.
Okay, what you got, Victoria?
Walmart.
No.
It is not Walmart. Okay, so for the steal, Alyssa?
Oh, gosh. Is it Kroger?
No.
Brokers.
It was Publix.
That's interesting, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
New question number one, ladies.
New question number one. Who was the first man on the moon?
Okay, what you got, Alyssa?
Is it Neil Armstrong?
Yes.
Wow, nice.
There you go.
Well played. All right, so that's one for Melbourne, which means Clermont is waiting for Victoria to get one in there.
All right, question number two. Which Italian artist painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican?
K92.
Okay, what you got, Alyssa?
Oh, gosh. Is it Michelangelo?
Yes! Good guess!
In my head, I'm like, damn, it's one of the Ninja Turtles.
That's literally the only way to
know.
How funny. Alyssa, Melbourne, very proud of you. You're the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Congratulations. Yay. You're getting hooked up with a $50 gift card to Carrabba's Italian Grill. And if you're watching the calories or trying to eat lighter in the new year, anyone out there, you can check out their lighter menu at Carrabba's.com.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, now Victoria, come on in here for this air hug. This is our favorite part right here. Come on.
Bring it in.
Come on, we got some love for you.
Thank you.
Mm. And ladies, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Good job, Alyssa.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing. Doing the right thing.
In the morning.
This time, every morning, you're going to hear us give you a positive story, somebody out there doing the right thing.
Yeah, this time we're going to give it to a doctor here. And so listen, you know, whether you're on the fence with vaccines or not, this story is kind of cool, man. You've got Dr. Richard Bates, who's an obstetrician gynecologist.
Oh boy, my now, favorite.
So here's what he's doing, man. He's driving miles, like hundreds of miles, to deliver the COVID vaccine himself. And driving over 140 miles to not only pick up the vaccines, which have to be delivered in sub-freezing temperatures.
Yeah.
He picks them up in his own truck with his own equipment and whatnot and drives them to other hospitals there in mid-Michigan.
Wow.
So where he is in Michigan, there are other hospitals that they're just in rural spots. So you've got Mid-Michigan Medical Center. You've got another one in Alpena. You've got another one in West Branch. And those are all the different hospitals that he's arriving to with these cases of the vaccine.
That's like a huge responsibility. Think about like if one of them drops below the temperature.
Yeah, yeah. Because I guess Pfizer here says that Pfizer vaccine requires strict sub-zero storage. And here they have a whole list of what temperature it's got to be kept at. And yeah, you're right. But here's the doctor himself who has been making these trips.
I am just one person, and I'm part of a team. Our pharmacy staff, our employee health staff, we have a big team who is working on this. And so it can't be dependent on one person. And so to see people's look on their faces, the joy, the hope, that's been priceless.
Wow. So, yeah, to be the delivery man for what a lot of people are waiting in line to get.
Yeah, to go and be responsible for that on top of it all. I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. So, again, to a doctor, you know, and a lot of times with these doing the right thing stories, we often say in our heads, like, why? What motivated that person to say, you know, to carry the flag and be like, hey, I'm going to be the person to do this.
Right.
So that's cool. So, Dr. Richard Bates, thank you so much for driving miles and miles to those rural hospitals that can't get the vaccine. You, sir, you're doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Bel Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obie and Ashley, and it's an absolute privilege here on K92.3 where this station reaches the masses. I mean, you've got everybody from all over the world who comes to Orlando because of all the fascinating things there are to do here.
So true. We've been talking to Shelly from On The Go and MCO. We talked to her before the holidays, and of course, there was a ton of holiday stuff to do.
Right, right.
Now that we're in 2021, we got her back on the line. We're like, all right, what can we do now this January? Because we still want to have fun and do things that are going to get us out of the house. So, Shelly, good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Good happy morning. New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. How's everything going with you?
Going well. Just, I blinked and everything was over.
I blinked and everything.
It's crazy.
That's a great way to describe the holidays. But here we are. You know, it's 2021, and of course, this city doesn't skimp on entertainment. And there's a lot this town, north, south, east, west, has to offer.
Yes.
So we're all looking for stuff to do.
Yeah, no, there is a ton of stuff in 2021 that is coming. And this weekend, one that I'm really excited about that has started coming every year is the Mecum Auto Auction over at the Osceola Heritage Park. It is a car lover's paradise. Now, I don't know if you've seen these auctions on TV, but they're crazy.
Yes. And this is the one that's been coming here for years. So the fact that they didn't cancel this year, they're still making it happen. I know a lot of those people are excited.
Oh, absolutely. They do have their health and safety measures in place. And they're making sure that everybody is safe while they continue to return to this event that has over 3,500 vehicles and thousands of pieces of road art collectibles for those car buffs.
Love yeah, it. Now what I love about that is, you know, there's a bunch of different layers of people who would go to that. You've got your people who are a little bit older, more mature, have saved money, and they're actually looking for vehicles. And then you've got other people who can just take their son and be like, son, this is something that your grandfather used to drive.
Right?
You know, that was your grandfather's favorite car. Or for me, I mean, that's going to be one of the only places that you're going to see a DeLorean for sale and may have an opportunity to buy one. That's my favorite car. So I love the auction.
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely like a multi-generational event. And there's honestly something for everyone. If you love cars, you'll definitely want to get there. Now, it starts on the 7th and it goes until the 16th. So you do have some time to get out there and see all the action.
Nice.
Awesome. Now, I know we always got the theme parks and there's always stuff going on there. But let's go to your outdoor fun. I love that you have something in here about the Southern Hill Farms.
Yeah, they are kicking off their strawberry season out in Claremont. There are no tickets or reservations required. They are on a first come, first pick served kind of thing. So you want to make sure to follow them on their social media. They're really active and really great about saying, hey, we're picked out, but pints are $4 a pound. I mean, it's $4 a pound for the strawberries. You can't beat that price, first off. And then on top of that, they've got a bakery with, you know, their strawberry donuts, their cobblers, all of their yummy little treats. And you do need to have your face mask when you are in the areas, but when you're out picking and there's no one around you, you cannot wear your mask if you are comfortable.
Well, and that's cool because that's some of those pictures you see on someone's Facebook and you're like, oh, that's so cool. Where are they picking strawberries at? Well, there you go.
There you go. It's something else on Claremont.
Well, and I love that you're talking about Claremont because Claremont, I mean, as soon as you're done picking, if you want to go grab a beer at one of their breweries, I mean, downtown Claremont is really popping with restaurants and just a lot to see. If you're a Claremont resident, you're going to love it. If you're outside of Claremont, you're going to love visiting.
Right. It's definitely a hidden gem here in Central Florida that I think a lot of people are really starting to explore and go to. And they really should because, like you said, there are so many great little restaurants and breweries that you really make a really good day of going out, picking strawberries, having a great time with your family, and
perfect.
Some good food.
Shelly, and we know we've got some stuff here with great deals at Gatorland. We know we've got some deals going on with the theme park. So where can everyone find that info on your site?
They can head over to onthegoandmco.com.
Perfect.
Awesome, awesome. Shelly, again, our K92.3 official All Things to Do in Orlando guide. Dierks Bentley on K92.3. That's K92.3 music, as it is Obie and Ashley here. And just a reminder that it's 46 outside. It's going to be another couple chilly days.
So nice.
I wanted to throw this out there. Would love your participation, okay? You can either call us here at 844-254-9232 or use the K92.3 apps, open mic. What did you have to give up once you started having kids? Like, what did you have to give up? Like, mine is a little, it's a hill of beans compared to what other people have given up. But, like, I just got a brand new truck. But now that we have this new baby, we're a family of six that does not fit in my truck.
It's so funny. And I'm only laughing because Obi told us this the other day when we all came back from the holiday. He's like, man, you guys, this truck I got, because you had just gotten rid of a car, like a sedan car. You were pumped to get the truck.
Yeah, we had during COVID. I'm not a sedan guy. You guys know I love to talk about trucks.
Right.
And so I just got in a truck, super excited about it. And then we got the call that we were ready to adopt.
So you didn't actually have to get rid of the truck, though. You just haven't been able to drive it, really.
No, because now we take the wife's vehicle all over the place.
I love how you call it a mom-mobile.
Well, it is. But you moms out there know that once you have kids, you start having to take trips everywhere. The grocery store, Target. Every trip involves the entire family.
Yeah.
So.
Although, thank goodness for Shipt and those delivery services these days. You got to say that. But the stuff that you guys do want to go one car, you had to give up. But that is interesting because it just got me thinking. I mean, my friends say all the time, oh, just wait till you have kids. You won't be able to do that anymore. You know,
yeah.
They're constantly rubbing that in my face.
I told the ladies in here, I said, you know, it's funny because like around the house, like I'll say, does anybody need anything? Anybody need anything? I'm going to take a quick trip. Yeah, how about I get some coffee? Erica, you want some coffee? And she's like, honey, we have a coffee maker. I'm like, good point. Yeah, it's not cold brew.
I wanted cold brew.
It's not cold brew. Here, I'm going to go get a cold brew. Anybody want anything? Any reason that I can take my truck out? So, look at the lines right now. Cannot wait to talk to you about what you gave up, okay? It may not be something like a truck, but maybe you gave up a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
you're working on.
Yeah, maybe you gave up a career, okay? Would love to talk to you here on K92.3. Obi, Ashley, K92.3, doing a little something we call Chime Time, where we would love for you to chime in. 844-254-9232, as we're talking about things that you gave up because you had kids.
And Obi, he has a truck now, but now that they're a family of six, they can't really travel in it all the time. He's not being able to drive it, and he loves this truck. He just wants to get in it. So what have you had to let go of? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so who's this? Hi. Where are you calling from?
This is Anna calling from Winter Park.
Good morning.
Anna, first of all, I appreciate you chiming in on this topic. I know it can be a little sensitive when people talk about, you know, oh, I had to give something up. Like, kids are a dream to have.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not the type of person. I was supposed to be the drunk aunt, personally, but...
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So there is a few things that I definitely have given up since becoming a parent, but... the biggest thing that I would have to say is my adult impulsiveness.
Really? Okay, like what? Give us an example.
Okay, so, you know, before I had a child, at the drop of a hat, I would say, you know, let's go on a road trip or something. Let's go. Like, just whatever's on your back. Let's go or let's go downtown or something. I can't really do that anymore because, you know, you have kids. You have mm-hmm. to, well, do you have the juice packets? Do you have the snacks? Do we have
juice
time?
Packets.
Do we have the money? It's very different when you have kids. I can't, you know, do my adult drunk sleepovers like I was doing before.
Nor do you want to probably drink that much because you don't want to feel like crap in the morning, you know, if the baby's crying and
exactly.
You're like, ugh.
Exactly. I actually have hangovers now because I'm an adult. I don't know what that's about, but whatever.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Well, listen, I appreciate you being so honest with us because that's a perspective I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh girl, I feel you.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for calling in with that.
No problem. You guys have a nice rest of your day.
You too.
K92.3, good morning.
Hey, Obi and Ashley.
Hey, good morning.
Do you have anything that comes to mind about when you had kids, about something you had to give up?
I was in nursing school when I had my daughter, and then when my son came along, I just stopped nursing school.
Oh, wow.
But I still did nursing for 37 years and enjoyed every bit of it, so...
That's amazing. So you went back to it?
No, I never went and got my certificates. I just worked in doctor's offices and did everything a nurse would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a daughter that's a police officer, a son that's a firefighter, so I raised some good first responders there.
You sure did. Vicky, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, you guys have a great day. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, have a great 2021. This is already a good start. You got to keep in touch.
You too. Good luck with that baby too, Obi.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
We've got Jonathan over in Ocoee. Appreciate you calling us. All right. So what did you give up?
Sure. So I'm actually a local member at a CrossFit gym. Recently, though, when my wife had kids, I had to actually give up my membership to CrossFit, which really sucks because that's just expensive.
Yeah.
$150 a month for the fees and all the services and the extra classes I put on with it. But when we crunch the budget, we go, holy crap, diapers are expensive.
Right. So, no, that makes sense.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Dumbbells or diapers?
Yeah.
You better get lifting some heavier diapers. Oh, gosh. I don't want to know.
Although whenever, like, when you pack the baby bag with the diaper and the bottle and things and then lift that, plus the kid who's growing like every week, they're doubling in size, maybe that'll kind of balance it out.
Right?
I love it, man. I love your perspective, man. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry, let me ask you a question. At a certain age, are you gonna head back?
Absolutely. Maybe once they're in grades, like maybe once we can get a sitter.
Yeah.
And of course, once they're 18, they're adults then at that point and be like, okay, bye, I'm going back.
Yeah, you can't deprive your health for 18 years.
True.
Dude, well, good luck, brother.
Have a good one.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Tony, where are you from?
I'm from Altamont Springs.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Tony, everybody.
Love it.
All right, okay, so get into why you're calling us.
Okay, so there was this girl that I met at a singles mixer. You know,
nice.
It was a nice time overall, but she was, I could tell that like at this mixer thing, she was the one. She was the best girl that was there.
Oh, jeez. Those can be kind of nerve-wracking, right? Because it's like all these singles and you show up alone.
oh my God, yeah. And then, you know, you see, I immediately see this girl and I'm like, okay, this one's the one that everybody's going to be going after. So I tried to turn on the charm and try to be the most appealing guy there. And I guess it worked because, you know, we talked at the singles mixer and then actually went on like an actual date with just two of us. But then after that, I waited the couple of days you're supposed to wait after the first date and all that and hit her up, you know, and she just didn't respond to my text messages. And yeah, she kind of ghosted on me, so I just wanted to give you guys a call and see if you could help me out. We'll see what's going on here.
We're just going to go ahead and call her. We're going to try to get you two talking, okay? Let us talk to her first, though.
Okay.
Tony, and what was her name again?
Her name's Lillian.
Lillian.
Hello?
Yes, looking to speak to Lillian, please.
This is she.
Lillian, good morning. It's Obie and Ashley. We are a morning show on K92.3, the big station here in town. We do a radio show, hosts.
Yes.
Hi.
Okay, so we're calling you for a reason. We don't want to surprise you, but you went on a date with a guy named Tony, and things didn't work out. Why are you not calling him back?
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, have you already told him?
Whoa, I'm sorry. Why are you calling me again? Did he put you up to this?
Yeah.
Tony had you call me because I didn't call him back? Are you kidding me?
Okay, Lillian, we can totally sense that you're getting a little heated, and we don't want to do that. What we want to do is we want to set you guys up on another date, so this way you guys can have another chance at this. Is that going to be a possibility?
I really don't think so. Maybe he could find someone else. He seems to have great luck in that department. He's been married 4 times.
What happened?
Yeah, he's been married 4 times. He's a great guy.
Is that what you have an issue with?
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, that would definitely be a red flag for me.
4 times, yes, that's the reason. I mean, I can kind of handle once, but I mean, I've waited this long when it comes to marriage.
Oh, man, wow.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Because that's pretty cut and dry. Why don't we invite Tony into this conversation? Because Tony's on the line right now.
Pretty cut and dry indeed. Wow.
I'm so sorry. You seem like a great guy, and clearly women have loved you in the past. I just, I gotta tell you, 4 really threw me for a loop.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not some young upstart 28-year-old or something. I don't know. Sure, I've made mistakes. Yeah, I mean, I got married the first time when I was really young, but I think, you know, now at this time, I have a much better system deciphering who's really good for spending my time with. I don't know. I thought that things were really clicking and there was an actual real connection between us.
I mean, I get that, Tony. But again, seriously, I've got quality purses that have lasted longer than most of your marriages have.
Oh my God.
Man.
Tony, that is a lot of marriages. What, you just like weddings?
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the support, pal. But
I didn't mean to say it like
that. No, we want you to be happy, of course. You have to understand where that might be questionable to somebody.
Well, like, I get why that would be a red flag.
I mean, again, great time at the mixer, great time at dinner. I just, too many bells saying, oh, hell to the no when I heard that. I mean, I can't.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, this is normally the point where we offer to pay for you guys to go on a second date. But it looks like that's it. We just got you guys talking and that's all we needed to do.
Well, you know, I don't know. Like, I think when you fall in love with somebody, you buy the ticket, you take the ride, and yeah, and maybe they didn't all end in a storybook marriage, but I thought we had a great time. I am a guy that lives in the moment, but I guess if you don't agree, then you don't agree.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Wow, yeah. And again, at least we got you guys talking.
Home of Obie and Ashley's 8:15 Second Date Update.
That wraps up another episode of Obie and Ashley in the Morning. And we really want to thank you again for making us Orlando's number one most podcasted morning show. I mean, that means so much to us. And we would be ridiculously silly to not give you the credit for putting us in that spot. Again, you want to find my partner in crime here, Ashley?
You can find me on Instagram at Ashley Stegbauer.
And feel free to find me anywhere you can search Obie Diaz. And don't forget, we also have an unfiltered version of the podcast, too. All right. Well, you be blessed, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Hootie-hoo!